Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Christine, the creator of Private Affairs podcast. This show is very much intended for mature audiences as it contains, contains strong language and sexy scenes. Listener discretion is advised.
Things were moving really fast.
I'm really glad I met you.
We talked every day.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Dates every weekend. We even had a sleepover schedule.
Eggplant emoji.
A WAP, peach emoji. But it still wasn't enough. I can't wait to see you again. The days in between seeing each other felt immeasurable.
I miss you.
We were insatiable for each other.
I miss you more.
It was scary.
I miss you the most.
But the good kind of scary that's laced with endorphins and adrenaline.
Blush face.
When until you see my moves tonight.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Like the moonwalk? You bust that out?
No, you were trying to show off with your salsa moves last time.
That's true, yeah.
Are you excited to meet my friends?
Oh, I'm all like nervous.
Oh, don't be, babe. They're super chill.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, here we go. Get excited. Are you excited? Oh, sorry.
You're making me more nervous. Yeah, hang on.
I don't. No, the Uber guy's going to be watching. Thank you.
Thanks, cheers.
Okay, babe. So before we go inside, this is an Afrobeats night, so there are going to be a lot of black people. Can you handle?
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Just so you know what to expect, that's all.
Yeah, you know. It's fine. As long as I'm, you know, with you, I don't really care who else is around, so.
Oh, wow. You're sure corny.
Mm-hmm. Shakespeare taught me to say that. I think I heard it in Macbeth once.
Oh, God. Wait, hold on. I'm just looking at my text message. Oh, okay. Taz says they'll be by the bar. Ovi. Hey, fam.
Hey.
Guess who's arrived in the house?
Finally, I was getting to think you were coming. We were.
We just got stuck outside. But hey, guys.
Stuck outside.
Cool, so this one was making me late. I'm just going to blame it on him. So this is Luke, guys.
Hi, I'm Marty.
Hi. Actually, it was this young individual that made me late. And
getting a bit comfortable today.
That I can believe.
No, it's good. It's good to meet you.
Hey, tough. This is Luke.
Yo, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Cole, where's Tonde?
Oh, he wasn't feeling well, so he stayed home.
Oh, shame.
I know, but anywho, Luke, you're the guy who's been keeping my cousin so busy.
Mm-hmm. Guilty.
Right, so that means you need to take a shot for that.
Oh, guys.
Make it two, just for being
what?
Late. Yeah, that includes you, V.
You guys, can we just ease into it?
No.
Like, just get the...
that kind of night. And I've already ordered, so too late.
And here they come.
All right. Woo! Guys, you guys have been awesome. I think it's my duty to pay for all of this, so don't worry about anything.
Look at
that's,
you.
That's all cool, man. I got this one.
No, I got it. Wait, you sure?
Yeah, don't
worry. I can pay. It's
no,
all,
yeah,
you sure?
Get the next one. It's all good.
All right. Okay, good deal.
Chill,
all right.
chill.
Thanks,
okay.
Babe.
Thanks, have a
man.
Good time.
All right, so that's two for Luke. Two for you, two for Tad, one for me. All right, everyone ready?
All right.
Cheers.
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 Woo.
That's good.
That's strong.
Shit.
Why do I always do this?
Hola.
shit.
What?
Ooh, thick thighs save lives.
He's looking at those slay queens who just walked in.
Hey, can a man not appreciate the fine works of the Lord? Hey, now if y'all excuse me, those ladies look like they're a little bit thirsty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tough. Sorry, I'll come back here before you walk away. So what happened to Nomsa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nomsa's a homie.
Serious.
We're just talking.
Does she know that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she does. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. Hey, I'll be back just now. Let me just, let me do my thing.
Niggas.
Is everything okay?
Babe?
Is everything all good?
Sorry. Yeah, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's just that Taff is being Taff. He does this all the time.
All the time. Why are we still friends with him again?
Free legal advice.
Oh, yeah. That's youthful. Very handy. Wait, did you already.
Did you just say youthful?
Look, I've been pre-drinking before you got here. You need to catch up.
I heard youthful.
Babe. Oh, shit. That's my Marty? Song. We have to dance.
She's
Look,
a lightweight,
you dance, right? Come on.
Come on, babe. Look, come on. Let's go. She's already on the dance floor. Look at her. She's all tipsy.
You fucked up the dance floor.
She was just moving her butt. It just
she was moving. You were moving your fucking butt. And now I know why you went as Nicki Minaj.
Wait.
That anaconda fucking dunked.
Baby, shh, the neighbors. She's gonna yell at me. I'm gonna get a note tomorrow.
Okay. I'll get it. Hey, if you get a note, I'll go over to her, rip that note up in her face.
Shit, that was close.
What? You okay? Little pig, you okay?
Yeah. Wait. Are you okay?
I'm chill. I'm good. I'm good. Hey, thanks for introducing me to your friends.
You can't even talk.
I know.
You're welcome.
So what did I score out of 100? Did I pass the test?
What? It wasn't a test, silly. No, it wasn't
C?
A test.
B?
But yeah,
B plus.
I think you passed. I hope you enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah, tonight was fun.
Oh, well, you know, the night's not over yet. Mm-mm.
Yeah? What do you have in mind?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have in mind?
Fuck me. Hard. But after that night, things changed. His communication became sporadic and distant. And when we did speak, it was brief, cold. He flaked on our dates. His excuse that he was busy. No details, no nothing. Just busy. And then eventually, he ghosted. Obviously, I stalked him on social media. Where was he? What was he doing? And with whom? I tried to convince myself he wasn't even that hot and that maybe we weren't even compatible. I mean, what made me think I could be with a guy who likes outdoor camping? Seriously. That's how people get eaten. It really hurt, you know? Maybe it was my own fault. I'd been too trusting too soon, but at the very least, didn't I deserve an explanation? And that's the thing about ghosting. It leaves you with so many unanswered questions. The main one being, why? What had made him pull away? Was there someone else? His ex? Had I suddenly become uninteresting? Was I not pretty enough? Smart enough? Why?
Hi, it's Christine here with a quick message. If you've been enjoying Private Affairs, please consider contributing towards Season 2 by donating any amount you can at privateaffairspod.com or by purchasing merch also available at privateaffairspod.com. Thank you for supporting the road to Season 2. Now back to the show.
I still hadn't told Taff and Marty about Lou ghosting.
Why I love you. Tonda doesn't notice anything I do, any little change in appearance.
I was embarrassed to admit it. Girl, you look hot though.
Thank you.
Were you eating over there? How was Christmas in Zim?
It was hectic.
How come? I thought it would have been lit.
Not when there's a fuel shortage, and definitely not when you're staying with the in-laws.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you stayed with them the entire time?
Yeah, girl. I'm married now. Where else am I going to stay? And can you imagine, the maid went on leave just before Christmas. Babes, I did not rest. And Tonda was just there, chilling, Jacques, comfortable, not even bothered that I was doing all the work.
What, so suddenly he's in Zim, he didn't even help you or even try and act like he's...
He milks it when we're there.
Ish, man, the patriarchy is strong, girl.
You know, these are the things you don't think about when you get married. And his mother, oh my God, that woman would not stop with the whole, you need to have a baby soon, you're not a spring chicken. Like, we just got married. I'm still paying off the wedding.
I mean, talk about the pressure.
In-laws. Anyway, enough about me. How's Mr. Matt?
What up?
Hey!
Check him out, huh?
Congrats on the promotion, boss.
Yeah, man, congratulations. Tapinda.
Tapinda, and we're never going out, baby.
This is like big. That. And this is only the beginning, because before you know it, you'll be a partner, man.
For real, that's the goal, but it's a long way off. But, you know, you guys good for drinks or what?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, before we break bread, we must drink the wine, oh man, in the name of the Father.
I'm not trying to have a big night, but...
Big.
I'm actually good. I'm good for now. We had a shot before you came.
Yeah. You need to catch up to us.
I get sharp. Nah, it's all good. Easy. Yo, excuse me. Sabra. Yeah. Just get a Johnny Walker Blue Neat. Thanks.
Yeah. So how's the new position?
Hey, man, it's good, man. It's good. I mean, first days and all, but, you know, first week is a bit full on, but... Yeah, otherwise, all good. Just easing into it and stuff. Mm. Now I've got a whole team. I've got like 3 assistants, which is kind of cool.
Damn.
I know. You know what they call me, man? Tough bomber, baby. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't flow at all.
Hater.
Nobody calls you that.
Shade.
Tough bomber. Thanks, Fran. Thanks.
Okay, well, cheers to your promotion.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You deserve it.
So what's up with you guys? Where's Tonde?
He's coming later. He had a work thing.
Cool. How about your guy? White chocolate.
So about that, he kind of ghosted.
What?
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like things were firing.
Don't jump to conclusions, man. Huh? Maybe he's just busy. When was the last time you spoke to him?
2 weeks and 4 days ago.
Oh, you counted?
Ooh, yeah, day. He's definitely ghosted.
Or he died.
Nope. He's still very much alive. Yesterday, he posted a stupid science article on Facebook. So, yeah, he's very much alive.
Wait, so what happened? He seemed really into you.
That's what I thought. I don't know. Well, I'm not sure. I think maybe I did something that freaked him out. So...
Like what?
Okay. You guys promised to never repeat this to anyone.
Promise.
Yes, promise.
Who
are we going to tell?
No, look me in the eyes,
Taffy.
Promise,
guys.
Look me in the eye.
Promise.
Marty, even... you can't tell Tonde.
Okay, I swear.
Okay. So, guys, remember Afro Club night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so afterwards, we went back to my place. And we were having sex, and then something weird happened.
You peed on him.
What? No.
Hey, it can happen. I've heard.
Yeah, let her finish the story, man. Yeah, continue.
Okay, you guys, listen. Okay, so...
Okay,
Iwe Nai Taffy Nai. Just listen. So, we were having sex.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't want to listen. Okay, I'm done with the story then.
Don't tell us. Come on, we're listening.
Okay, Okay, so yeah, so we were having sex, right? And we're getting into it. And then out of nowhere, like he'd never done this type of thing before. So out of nowhere, he starts talking dirty, like dirty, dirty.
Ah, you sexy bitch.
Come here.
Sexy bitch.
What the fuck, dude? That's not a safe word. Wait, should I make a scene? That'd be weird. But okay, how offended am I really? Because, okay, he did just say I'm sexy, though. But, and he didn't mean it in a bad way. It's not like he called me a whore or anything. Like, that would be crossing the line. Like, sexy bitch. It's kind of endearing when you think about it, really. Okay, just go with the flow. Lean into it. Just.
You like my cock. You like my big cock, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me you like it.
I like it.
What do you like? Tell me, what do you like?
Your cock. I like your cock.
That's right. You fucking slut.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking sexy bitch.
Fuck, nigga.
What?
Like, the dirty talk stopped. And then I just didn't know where to go with that. Like, I'm like,
oh my God.
Why would you call him that?
I don't know, guys. I don't know. It's not funny. It's not funny because I was mortified. Like, I didn't even know what to do. I don't know. I was tipsy. I was trying to lean into it and trying to be in the moment.
But you leaned into it. One has a pin and one has a comedian.
Good D can do that, apparently.
What did he say?
Nothing.
What did your niggas say?
Nothing. Nothing. He just finished, and that was that. But after that night, that's when he started acting weird and pulling away. I don't know, guys. It's the only thing I can think of that was off. Like, everything else was good.
Why do the guys just disappear like that?
Right?
Like, why can't they just use their words?
Words.
We do use the alphabet. The D, you know what I mean?
Tuffy.
Nah, but for real, you ladies, you can't handle the truth. That's facts, man. So we're just there protecting your feelings.
Nonsense. Yeah. They're just cowards, full stop.
Right? Isn't the right thing to do? The only decent thing you can do is to tell the other person how you feel instead of just disappearing like a ghost, huh?
Lack of maturity.
Yeah.
Ah, you guys, Scott, listen. You're always there shooting the messenger all the time. Look,
victim.
I'm just telling you how it is. I keep telling you guys. Look, anyway, forget him. You've got a lot of things going for you. It's his loss. We got some drinking to do. Let's
yeah.
get to it.
Don't even worry, babes. Mature men only from now on.
Yep, mature men only. Back to square one. Anyway. Kotaf, didn't you invite Nomsa?
Yeah, we haven't seen her in ages.
Jack. Nah, I'm not seeing you anymore.
What?
Wow.
Bruh, you can't keep doing this again?
Doing what?
You change women like you change underwear. It's so hard to keep up.
Yeah, like, we really like Norma. Norma said, look at me, I've already forgotten her. Sorry,
You've forgotten her name already.
No, Taffy, this is not an encouragement. No, don't put this on me.
But thanks,
Nomsa, what was wrong with her?
Yeah, look, she's weird. She wanted to be one of those influencer items.
So it's weird to be a content creator.
Exactly.
And create a business for yourself.
Yep, because influencing is a real thing.
It's not a real job. And these chicks on the internet with, you know, tits and ass out or whatever, it's just disrespectful.
So
I just
the same tits and ass that attracted you in the first place.
Preach, sister, preach.
Yeah, but it's different. It's different, you know.
Oh, how is it different?
Bigger levels, guy, better stilettos. You know, I'm in a different headspace now, guy. Got the promotion, all that stuff. I'm in a good space. I think I'm ready to actually settle down. I need more of a Michelle Obama. And
you settle down.
Don't lie to yourself.
That's funny.
Don't lie.
Listen, guys. I'm in my 30s now. You know, work is good. I want to buy property soon. I think it's time. It's time. You know.
Sometimes I don't know if you're being serious or you're just trolling us.
You're totally serious. I don't know. But for real, guys. No, seriously, guys. I just need to find someone who's, you know, equally yoked. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, you know, chill chick. It's not complicated. Someone I can proudly take to the firm's Christmas party. You know, like those milestone key moment type chicks. You know, ride or die, future mother, my children. You know, because next year, for real, I'm tuning you guys. I'm getting engaged.
nigger, please. Top, top.
And the nigger, please. Using that term
Aywa,
my nigger.
Nyarara, please, respect us, please. Aywa, put second.
Thank you for listening to the show. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe and follow. Also, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It will really help us with our ranking. Please also share the podcast with your friends and family. And I would also love to hear your comments, questions, and feedback. So let's keep the conversation going on Facebook and Instagram. At Private Affairs Pod is the handle. Or you can email privateaffairspod@gmail.com. And you never know, you may just get a shout out in the special bonus episode that's to come. Private Affairs stars Rati Dzomambo as V, Ron Kurtz as Luke, Tsungirai Wachunika as Mati, and Taff. Sound design and mixing by Jerry Agbinga. Original music composed by Jerry Agbinga. Additional music from Storyblocks. Cover art designed by Manya Dar. Private Affairs was created, written, directed, edited, and produced by me, Christine, DJ Kicks, Mwaturura. To learn more and to support the creation of more content like this, visit privateaffairspod.com. This project is supported by the Victorian Government through Creative Victoria.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.